This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen, and back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. I did not intend to be out Thursday and Friday, but last year I've had just so much family stuff going on so many fronts, illnesses, deaths, crises. I mean, you know how it is. Some years more bad stuff happens than happens in the previous 10. Some years more good stuff happens in a year than happened in the previous 10. I've had a lot of great stuff happen this year as well. So many times I open up the broadcast with the Tale of Two Cities quote, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And then it goes on to talk about that paradox, but I am here live today and intend to be here live tomorrow. And we will obviously open the phones up. I want to try to be disciplined, as I say so many times and don't do it, and go through all of the really important news. There is so much to get into. There's also a lot of really positive news that I want to look at that just came out today. And every day there are examples of good things that are happening in society, in the world. I want to get into some of that coming up. Hershey explores removal of corn syrup. UN poll reveals global population does not believe global warming. It's the most unimportant issue. That's the way the UN cooks these polls is, what's the most important threat? A to Z. And then Z is climate change. They don't let you say, hey, I think it's a fraud. Just, what's the least threat? Is it unicorns or is it pixie dust? I mean, and so you can't say unicorns aren't real. You just say it's the least, you know, threat of mythical creatures out there from Rumpelstiltskin right down the line. Here's another one. San Diego encourages rainwater harvesting with rebates instead of cities everywhere trying to find people that harvest rainwater. Bankster lobbyists try to sneak derivatives bailout in budget legislation, but it's in trouble as the public learns about it. Wall Street moves to put taxpayers on the hook for derivative trades again. Protecting their derivatives, not letting them pay in the free market when they sell them to the public. And see, they'll put your pension fund or your investment in these, especially if they're guaranteed. So the answer is don't guarantee them. The answer is don't guarantee them. And then that way, these things don't get propped up. I mean, that seems like common sense. But, you know, derivatives are now worse than they were 6 years ago in 2008 with the so-called banker bailout. So that's all coming up today. That's just some of the news I have there. I have a little stack of corruption news I want to illustrate and tie together. And then the really big news, Obama is fully race baiting. That is the globalist strategy of false flag. Is a cold race war in this country starting to go hot. And government, the pinheads up in the ivory towers, trying to scapegoat the police and make them the end-all, be-all villains. And believe me, I got a lot of problems with the police. Foremost, the globalist engineering of them. But when the mainstream media wants to scapegoat the police, when they zig, I zag, ladies and gentlemen, and I see these comments on InfoWars, it's a minority of comments, but they say things like, why are you suddenly supporting the police? There were cases of cops getting hit with bottles and rocks and shot at again and run over by cars and crowd scanning in Denver. Hit them again. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because the police are being militarized, trained to see us as the enemy, doesn't mean then we all then just turn into complete animals and say that all the police deserve to die. That's what the globalists want. And I know I harp on this, but I've seen this coming for a long time, and it's here. It's here. And And if we can stop it and defuse it, it'll be a big blow against the globalists, because you can see they are full court press. We want to change the police, not kill the police.
The average person,
for all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, the 7th day of December, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here every Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then, of course, we have the live weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, because we're fighting the construction of a prison planet using the truth via the info war. We will have open phones tonight after I go through a bunch of the top stories. I'll also tell you about some of the breaking news and analysis we're going to be going over in the second hour as well. The engineered cold race war that's now beginning to go hot is going into high gear right now in Obama's last 2 years. We've been calling this the last year in articles and special reports on the radio and television at InfoWars.com, and now it's happening. We're going to be breaking that down. Really good news on the realignment that's happening politically, but there's also a poison lining to this very pretty fluffy cloud. Dems' final insult, Landrieu crushed. Politico, Cassidy trounces incumbent with Republicans set to control 54 seats in the next Congress. A major referendum against Obamacare, the total amnesty, shutting off the power plants, going after the guns, all of it. Here's the problem. The Republicans have a huge majority in the House, a juicy majority now with 54 seats in the Senate. And when they come back in January, Mitch McConnell, Joe Boehner, all of them, just calling Joe Boehner, Joe Biden, the same person, being sarcastic. Speaker of the House Boehner and others are going to go right along with Obama and not repeal Obamacare, not repeal a bunch of anti-defense gun control garbage, not fight all these executive orders, not really fight Obama when it comes to open borders. They are just going to allow Boehner and McConnell and all of them in the Republican leadership, the entire agenda to continue on when they were just given one of the biggest majorities in the last 100-plus years that the Republican Party has had. And you've got a bunch of blue blood rhino Republicans riding herd, perched on top of the entire situation. Half of the Democrats that voted for Obamacare in the Senate, and a bunch of Republicans that voted for it as well, are no longer in the Senate. But let's just get into this now. Last of Senate's Deep South Democrats defeated, AP. Republicans tie Landrieu loss to Hillary. Hillary Clinton has lost that new car smell. I don't think she ever had a new car smell unless it was a new car taken to the drive-in and vomited in by 100 teenagers. All right, or had a bunch of dead possums in the trunk. And that's the only smell I see coming out of Hillary. Got a spiritually see the smell. Half of senators who voted for Obamacare won't be part of new Senate. There's the roll call of that. Lost and replaced by a Republican, Mark Begich. Senator Mark Pryor, Arkansas. Mark Udall, Colorado. Kay Hagan, North Carolina, all Democrats. Mary Landrieu, Louisiana. The list goes on and on. Feingold, Wisconsin. Blanche Lincoln in Arkansas. Arlen Specter, Democrat, Pennsylvania. He's been gone a while and dead a while, but they're just listing him. Jay Rockefeller, gone. Max Baucus, gone. Tim Johnson, gone. Tom Harkin, gone. Ben Nelson, gone. Byron Dorgan, gone. Gone, gone. I mean, I'm not going to read the whole giant list. But it doesn't matter because John Boehner, or Joe Biden Boehner, and Mitch Barack Hussein Obama McConnell say, hey, we're not going to stop the amnesty. Hey, we're not going to stop Obamacare. We'll do some lawsuit that does nothing. Hey, we're not going to hold back the funds. Hey, we're not going to stop all these executive orders banning the importation of guns and ammo. Hey, we're not going to go and sanction the White House and the Justice Department for Fast and Furious. You know what? The big banks and the foreign interests that run this country, they like what we've done. And so, you know what we're going to do? We're going to continue the course. And so what if we even get voted out later? It'll just be replaced by more people we can co-opt or blackmail. But this political realignment is so big, and the people are coming together across the board against tyranny, what do? You raise bait. And if the public's mad at the government and government has a 7% approval rating in Gallup, Congress is seen as government in general, a faceless, nameless group. 7% approval rating Gallup, it's been that for about a year. It used to be like 12, 13 points. That was the previous record low. It's 7% right now. So what are they going to do? What's seen as the face of the government? By the general public, about half of which know about fantasy football and know about Victoria's Secret and know how to drink beer or have a good time, but don't know how the world works, think it's fun, and think it gives them an advantage not to care. Who is seen with all the corrupt laws and all the bureaucracy, who is seen as the face of the government? The police. And so you're now going to see a full-on war on the police who are federalized and globalized. That is, the feds are run by globalist interests under UNESCO treaties. I mean, go read it. They're being federalized. The feds themselves controlled, so might as well just have them be UN peacekeepers. And so what they're doing in a lot of cases is really bad. The change in policing, on average, is really bad. They do get away with a lot of bad stuff. There's a lot of villains in there, but there's a lot of good people in there, and that's not where the problem is stemming from. It's stemming from us letting foreign special interests run this country like a dumping ground or something. The wild, wild west of corruption. We're being looted seven ways to Sunday right now. Pension funds have already been stolen. You just haven't been given the word yet. It's starting to be announced. The country signed on to 1,000 of 2,000 trillion. Two quadrillion that have been created. The looting is going on, and even financial publications admit elites everywhere are cheating even more than ever, knowing that they've got to run to Luxembourg or Switzerland or the Cook Islands or to Costa Rica or to Grand Cayman or to, you know, all those other islands before it all goes down. So the bank robbers have already left the building, and now they just want us to have a shootout with the police and say they robbed the bank. And then you have a civil war on your hands, a nice rearguard action. While we're all busy killing each other in race wars and wars with the police, that might even go well for the globalists overseas. They don't want our legitimate form of government to operate so they can ever be brought to justice. They don't want us ever getting control of the government. So the best way to have the people in government fight with each other and have the fight to take the government over be violent so that it's not successful, because we're winning the info war. We're going to take the government back. The globalists are going to be smoked out of their holes. Globalists all the time, and corrupt dictators and third world generals and first world corrupt capos and former presidents, prime ministers, they're always getting indicted and getting in trouble down the road. They know that. That's why they want a planetary government so that they're above the law and can never get in trouble. But to get that, they've got to destabilize nation states that the globalists have already leveraged out and financially bankrupt so they can blame civil wars and unrest for why those countries fall, whether it's in Europe, the Middle East, Asia, or the United States or the rest of North America. This is a formulae that's in the IMF and World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz, former head of the World Bank Economy Office, has come on the show and talked about it. That's why I predicted everything that's happening, because I didn't predict it. It's all in their own battle plans.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The old rule of empires is to divide and conquer the people. President Obama is basically turning the presidency into a dictatorial office. That does not mean he will remain in office. It means that he's turning the office into an elected dictator position. And Congress, while giving lip service against it, the leadership is going along with it. So it's good that the electorate is waking up. It's good that shows like mine are seen as more and more mainstream, and the conspiracy theory labels being replaced with, wow, these people are informed. So it's now a badge of honor. It doesn't throw the public off that the so-called authority figures of dinosaur media and corrupt government tell you, oh, don't listen to them. They're conspiracy theorists. Obamacare is going to cut the price of your health care down to nothing or the cost of a phone bill. Oh, don't worry. We're not coming after your guns. Oh, don't worry. We're your friends. Don't worry. Be happy. They want you to be asleep so they can rob you. And Obama has gone on BET, he's gone on CNN. I mean, every week, he and the outgoing attorney general are running around promoting racism, which, by and large, in just everyday life, doesn't touch Americans like the discrimination of foreign banks running our government and signing us on to $2,000 trillion in fake derivatives, and there's new news on that today. The banksters are trying to ram through new derivatives bailout in budget legislation. So what do they have? They can play us off against each other, have the Democratic Party stir up some riots around the country. Police being above the law and abusive in some areas certainly is a real problem. That's one of the biggest topics we cover. But when you see a PR rollout to demonize people in uniform, period, being pushed by the White House, the Justice Department, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, the NBC. It's everywhere. Race, race, race. And whites are racist, and the police are racist, and they need to, you know, get it. And the Denver Post with the headline, and we've got video of this, cops get hit by a car at a demonstration, and the crowd starts chanting, hit him again, hit him again. That is mindlessness. And I saw a comment on InfoWars in our article with the video of that happening yesterday. And the commenter, one of thousands in there, are saying, hey, what are you doing defending the police, Alex? What's this flip-flopping? And then a commenter under said, they look at each case and try to report who they believe is in the wrong and who is in the right. They don't mindlessly pick one side or the other. And that comment, in fact, I even took a screenshot of it with my phone. That comment illustrated basically everything. Mob rule, gang mentality. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm black. I'm white. I'm a woman. I'm a man. I'm gay. I'm straight. They're using identity politics because the public doesn't have any identity when it comes to private property, when it comes to family, when it comes to history, when it comes to honor. The public in the West has had their culture, and the West conservatively had the dominant culture the last 400 years. The West was the model worldwide of culture. Everyone adopted it. And why did they adopt it? Because it was better. And I've always said, a velvet revolution of ideas, those usually succeed if you have the better ideas. No army can stop an idea whose time has come, to quote French statesman Victor Hugo. But see, as we lose our culture, because a strong, virtuous culture, compared to other cultures, wasn't perfect, isn't good for a ruling, corrupt elite that are engaged in fraud, shenanigans, and an economy of parasitic garbage. They don't want you knowing about divide and conquer, or Hegelian dialectics, or Delphi techniques. They don't want you knowing how they're manipulating you. They want you with childlike minds of a three-year-old, believing that Santa Claus is real, believing that when you go to a magician show, that it's real. The only thing real is the assistant and those garter belts, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing else is real. There's a hidden trap door in the table. That's where the rabbit's at. He didn't really pull it out of a hat. And you want to call me a conspiracy theory for saying that? I can read the legislation of Obamacare, and I read the subsections with the death panels. Now people are learning about the death panels. Now you're learning about the doubling and tripling of prices. You could have gone to the document instead of sitting there saying I was a conspiracy theorist. And still they play more games. They'll declare straw man victories against those of us that tell the truth. As our support rises, as their falls, they will announce we're defeated. As Ted Cruz races ahead to the leadership position in the Republican Party, neck and neck with Rand Paul and Governor Rick Perry, that's the three guys at the head of it right now. Two of them good, one of them, well, former Democrat and a globalist, Rick Perry, but that's a side issue. They have Time Magazine and others constantly write the same article that he's been discredited and he's a joke, Ted Cruz, because his numbers go up and up and up and because he was right about Obamacare. See, those are the games they play. And that's just one example I use that are constant to manipulate you. And only if you're being weak-minded can it work. The minute you start getting informed, it's over for them. So they are going into full court press to get us all fighting with each other. They're going to blame the local police for police brutality after they activate violent elements within these demonstrations that are demonstrating about legitimate things in many cases. Then the feds will come in and further federalize local police while posing as saviors, making the federal government look like angels when they are the authors of almost all of our problems, and they themselves are nothing but an occupational government seized by foreign interest on record. Let's go to Obama on BET, spreading the hate.
When you're dealing with something as deeply rooted as racism or bias in any society, you've got to have vigilance, but you have to recognize that it's going to take some time, and you just have to be steady.
That's changing the subject, Obama. That's changing the subject. Why is black unemployment double what it was 7 years ago? Why is the black prison population bigger than it was 7 years ago? I mean, you claim that you're going to deliver all this great stuff. Why don't you stop lying to people and explain to them government can't deliver anything but slavery long term? And we're now long term. We've been in big government a long time. It's now delivering the end game. You can rob and redistribute for a while, but after that, it doesn't work anymore. They only give us a little bit of welfare to get us addicted and domesticated, like the crack dealer gives you a little bit of drugs up front so that you are under their thumb so you won't even care they're selling us out to foreign interest. I'm going to give the number out right now. First-time callers today, 877-789-ALEX. I'd love to hear from you. We're live on the 7th day of December. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the news websites. We got a ton of news coming up as they try to stoke a civil war in America. Stay with us.
Nanoparasites, termed viruses, infect the iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasite set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Crisis. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life. Your black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. Looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy.
So let's go through this news ahead of your calls. Obama says racism deeply rooted in the United States. You think that's the only issue in the world? Not all of our Bill of Rights being stolen from us collectively. Not our financial future being destroyed for every man, woman, and child in this country. The nation being turned into a third world hellhole, the borders being wide open, the government doing whatever it wants, violating law. No, the only issue is race, race, race. Oh, yeah, and the police. Just throw bottles at them, and that'll fix everything. No, it'll let the feds come in and totally federalize them and militarize the daylights out of them. And here's the Bloomberg. Oh, I thought I was a conspiracy theorist when Bloomberg and the New York Times and the New York Magazine and Rolling Stone and Esquire and the L.A. Times. I'm not exaggerating. Every major publication, The Atlantic, Newsweek, Time at least 50 times, saying I'm a demon, saying I'm a fearmonger, saying America's being torn apart by design. Oh, but now look. Bloomberg and everybody else. Oh, my goodness. America is coming apart at the seams. America is coming apart at the seams. And it just goes to talk about how the nation's being divided and falling apart and going into crises. Well, that's been the plan. Berkeley protesters smash windows. Two officers hurt. NYPD cops warned militant group Black Guerrilla Family, that's a prison gang, preparing to shoot on-duty police officers. New York Daily News. Who do you think's killed all the cops out in Oakland? Thieves steal 5-foot crucifix from church during service. Isn't that nice? That's the kind of news I've got in that stack. So how do you change the subject? Well, you just continue to split the country apart. And now we have the Democrats preparing with Obama's executive order to legalize 30-plus million illegal aliens and then allow them to bring their families in. Congressional Republicans are to grill Obamacare consultant Gruber, who calls Americans dumb and admits they lied to people about Obamacare. That's in Reuters. Well, that's good. Why don't you repeal what the Republicans helped write? We know it's a fraud. Go ahead and grill Gruber, but then the House body needs to put pressure on John Joe Biden Boehner, and all the rest of the blue bloods. I just keep hammering on that. Listen to this. This is just the latest release. Obama deputies free 30,862 foreign criminals, many of them with aggravated crimes. That means, you know, robbing something armed or raping somebody or arson or child molestation. And that's just the latest of the 129,921 illegals released out of jail cells just this year. It's out of the Daily Caller. I laugh in a sad laugh. I'm not happy about it. It's just so ridiculous. Rahm Emanuel and Representative Gutierrez to rally immigrants under Obama's executive order. You know, I meant to bring the Awesome American Statesman in here from Friday, but it had the headline that immigrants set to get documents. And it was talking about how the immigrants and the migrants. And I sat there. They'll never call them illegal aliens or people here to get something free. Because of that old cliche that, oh, all the immigrants are perfect, little angels, and they just want to work hard. Yeah, there are a lot of immigrants that want to come work hard because they get paid a lot more here than they could in their country. Great. It doesn't change the subject that I can't go anywhere in the world and get free welfare like they can here, and that it's designed to create a new voting bloc. And a lot of Democrats I know go, well, it's a good strategy for the party. A good strategy? It's kind of like the unions supporting NAFTA and GATT. That's like, I'm on the winning team. I slit my own throat. It'd be like if a criminal was about to slit your throat, you said, let me help you, because I'll then be on the winning team. It is what I call mass group Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm syndrome has been around forever, but you know the term got quantified by some cases in Europe where people kidnapped by their captors within a matter of weeks end up fighting the police, in some cases shooting them. They'll stand guard when the cops come to free you when you're kidnapped from the person beating you, raping you, whatever the case may be. Stockholm syndrome. Well, let me give the government and all the special interests a little news flash here. I don't have Stockholm syndrome. I'm upset. But at the same time, I am not going to mindlessly, like a bull running in a red cape, go after the low-level government people, most of which are more awake than the general public in my experience, and are usually the people giving us all the key intel that turns out to be accurate. Pulling my bacon out of the fire repeatedly. So as bad as the military and the police are, as bad as people, even in federal agencies are, on average, they're better than the general public. Let me tell you something, because they know what's going on. They know this show's for real. My question is, how do I get the general public to realize how much danger we're in? Because there's a global, worldwide destabilization program from Australia to Germany to the United States. They're pulling the same race war garbage, the same open borders garbage. They're pulling the exact same garbage. In fact, I took a screenshot of it. I was going to just try to save it. I want to read this quote from Infowars.com. I got a screenshot of it yesterday. For some reason, I can't even get to my photos. I've got too many photos on this phone. It's just gotten ridiculous. And here's the camera roll. Let me find that quote. Already taken a ton of photos. I was out at the graffiti wall today where people do public street art. And looking for it. Thought I took a screenshot of that. Maybe I didn't. But basically, all the commenter... Here it is. All the commenter said was... Joel Griffin said, are we supporting the cops today, InfoWars? You change your mind so much, it's hard to keep up. Ben Franklin says, screen name, they support whichever side is right in each given situation, not one specific group in every situation. Joel Griffin goes on to say, they support white against the police and police against black. Find me one example that proves me wrong. Well, Joel, that's a ad hominem attack. I believe it was wrong to shoot that black woman driving around the Capitol last year in cold blood. And I believe it was wrong that they choked that black guy to death up in New York where they just no-billed the cop. I think that type of illegal chokehold, the cop should get in trouble for doing that alone. And I think there's a lot of legitimate things about the police all over the country doing this asset forfeiture seizure, where in many jurisdictions they'll steal the money right out of your wallet. I mean, clearly there's boss hogs all over this nation. I've got a stack of examples today. But just to sit there and, again, go back to race mindlessly, burning down black churches, looting stores, is not going to help race relations or equality or anything. And just mindlessly getting into a fight with low-level people in the government is going to do nothing but help the globalists. Colin, Bobby, Joseph, Cole, Mark, and many others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side. How do we stop the Civil War? How do we stop the obvious race baiting by the Justice Department? How do we make the Republican neocons and rhinos take action and reverse Obama and his power grab? We'll talk about it all straight ahead.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You want answers? So do I.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want a free market economy based on transparency, not a fraudulent economy based in scams and manipulation. And here's the headline, Bloomberg, most Americans see race relations worsening since Obama's election. How do you make the giant globalist screw job of this country a racial issue? You put in a so-called black president and say everybody's racist if you don't support doing what he says. And then when that doesn't work, you just try to stir stuff up with the police and the public and get a conflagration going. This is a crazy time to be alive. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX. Love to hear from you. I'm going to go to Colin, Bobby, Joseph, Cole, Mark, Sean, many others here in a moment. Then coming up in the next hour, I saw three or four positive pieces of news just in one stack I was looking at today, so I want to get into that. Also, Middle Eastern news, massive explosions reported following Israeli airstrikes near Syrian capital. We're going to get into the latest on drone collision scare at Heathrow. Airbus and near miss with craft that ghosted into Britain's biggest airport undetected by air traffic control. That ties into rogue computerized cameras, plague BBC news presenters. Want to live forever? Tech firm wants to create your digital alter ego. South China Morning Post. I want to get into what the technocracy really means, because technology is being bent in a way as a Trojan horse to control humans and to basically lower our IQs and consciousness. Look what smartphones have done. Look what calculators have done. Yeah, they make things easy, but then no one knows how to do math. What are the side effects of this, especially when they're not side effects? Us using smartphones to get work done is a side effect of what the social engineers deployed them for. Saudi-born U.S. naval engineer allegedly gave undercover agent info on how to sink an aircraft carrier, showed up at the drop zone to get money from the FBI agent. That's just some of what's coming up. Man wielding knife stabs four people aboard Amtrak train in Michigan, CNN. What's the answer? Ban knives? Well, they're trying in England. Yeah, don't blame the guy with the knife. Just blame the knife. Of course, they're blaming the guy with the knife because it's not a gun. But in England, they go so far as to actually blame the knife, because, you know, a block of knives at your house, why, it's going to come out of there at night and go kill people. This is the war against logic. You didn't build your business. Common core math, fuzzy math. I want to go to Mark in Texas first, because he's former law enforcement, wants to give his take on MSNB, or MSM. I call it dinosaur media, only focusing on race. Yeah, there's cases all the time where cops, you know, black cops kill whites kill whites, Hispanic cops kill blacks, Hispanic cops kill whites kill Hispanic cops. I mean, this stuff just goes on. Good shootings, bad shootings. It just goes on out of 320 million people. But they want to make a few deaths the whole issue. And then again in Denver, I have the video coming up. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners can see it at InfoWars.com. We simulcast at InfoWars.com/show. If you want to actually see it, the car runs over two cops. Two of them were almost killed. And the crowd starts chanting, hit him again, hit him again. Think about that. Think about that. That's mob rule. That's mental illness. If I saw a group of cops run over some people, and then the cops chanted, hit him again, I would just go into a complete fit. And you would too. But what happens when citizens talk like that? Do you know those people that got hit? Do you know they're guilty of something? Do you want to have due process? See, I want to be given due process and treated like a human being. That means I've got to treat everybody else like that. I mean, this is just common sense stuff, and I don't know where it's going. But it shows how they've made it all about what color you are, how you dress, where you're from. It's all about gangs now. It's all about the surface. It's all about what you look like, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. So Mark in Texas and Colin and others. Mark, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex, I don't know if you ever heard of these guys on Sirius. I wish you were still on Sirius. I don't know why they took you off. But anyway, Bauer and Rose. The two neocon types. One, as a matter of fact, I think Bauer ran for president one time, right? And I managed to get through. Usually, they won't take calls by somebody like me. But anyway, what I wanted to point out to them is that the whole racial thing is nothing but a divide. It's nothing but what the mainstream media, including, by the way, Fox News and most of the mainstream talk, uses when the problem is police abuse around the country. And militarization of police, which they excuse. They thought it's fine and dandy to militarize them. They said it because when you got kids growing up without fathers, that excuses something for the military. I couldn't believe it.
And the state and the Democratic Party paid in the 60s black women not to have men at home. And they went from having better legitimacy numbers than whites to upwards of 90% not having fathers in the home, which they know makes you 5 to 7 times more likely to be in prison or drugs, where you go and get a gang member father figure. So you're absolutely right. I appreciate your call. Here's what's going on. We submit films to Apple iTunes, even when they solicit us. Higher level people kill it and don't let our stuff go on iTunes. That is my films, like Obama Deception. Google Store, this is in the news 5 years ago, killed Obama Deception and wouldn't let us sell it on a Google store we set up. There's a news article about that. We got record listeners and subscribers for SiriusXM in the 5 years we were on. Executives there put me on there. It was a big controversy. And then in an internal deal with debt restructuring and a large bank cartel that came in and bought part of it, they said, kick Alex Jones and any other libertarian, paleo-conservative stuff off. Over 100 shows were kicked off of there because they don't want it to be heard. We have to jump through 100 hoops to get on something like iHeartRadio, and that's done by gatekeepers. Like, there'll be one executive who really likes what you're doing above somebody who doesn't like what you're doing, or vice versa. So just know this. The system does everything they can to keep us off of venues like Roku, Boxy, podcast on iTunes, you name it, where we are there. Because you know why? You go to any of the hundreds of platforms this show streams on, within a matter of weeks, we're on them. We climb to the top. I don't care if it's Shoutcast, where we're usually number one out of thousands of channels, and that's been around for 20 years. We've been on it for like 15, 16. We're number one. We end up becoming the top five anywhere we are in an open market. Well, how does the system compete with something that the people want? They shut it down. I mean, I've been on well over 100 stations just the last 5 years where we have top ratings in the city on a small station a lot of times. And boom, like Nosferatu comes a knocking at midnight, ESPN comes and buys the station and puts on sports over us. It's happened all over the country. So it isn't just about a free market. That's the point. They want a monopoly. But I got news for the establishment. 700, 800 million views conservatively on YouTube, just on our channels. 18 million listeners through the podcast, AM and FM, shortwave, all the different metrics we have a week. 18 million. And, yeah, they've got all sorts of Alexa got caught censoring us and WorldNet Daily and Drudge and every other constitutional outfit. But we have subscriptions. Our numbers are skyrocketing. But publicly it shows us nosediving while MSNBC and these people that have no listeners, you know, that we're thousands of times bigger than online, are skyrocketing. I mean, they just are rigging things. But it doesn't matter to the sponsors. We've got more sponsors than we can ever even deal with. That's why we mainly just sell our own products, because the audience is so large, we can capitalize and fund things better that way and control quality. So, I mean, say I have no listeners, just to announce I'm dead. I'm still alive, like Mark Twain said. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I'm here growing. InfoWars is growing. But listen, listeners, they're trying to censor us because we're hurting them. You're hurting them. Tell your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, whatever you're on, tune in to InfoWars.com/show. Tune into this local AM and FM station. If you're listening on 590 right now in Austin, call your friends and family. Tell them tune into the second hour so they know. Get involved. Take action. The fact that they're scared trying to censor us on a thousand fronts shows we're cleaning their clocks, and we're not going to stop. Tons of calls and a lot more. Straight ahead, the second hour. Promote the show. Give them a black eye.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.